Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Carter, soft ground ball. Mayo can't get to it. Seeger's waved around third by Tony Beasley. Laureano's throw! Not caught by Sanchez. And Carter's going to take second on the ball that gets away.
Against the right-handers.
Haggerty was on the run. The ball got through Sanchez's leg. So an easy steal to move the tying run to second.
Well, we told you they run a little bit. And
there he goes for third. Soto never checked him again. Tying run is at third.
Boy, this drives you crazy, doesn't it? Boy, Sanchez. You know, it's funny. I've heard so many different things about his pop time, good arm. But again, the little nuances catchers need to do. Maybe a little lacking.
Oh, well, that was fun. Kevin Brown and Jim Palmer on the call on Mass, and Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings, and I think this one will go down, even though there were others that made mistakes earlier. But this was kind of the Gary Sanchez game.
Another Mike Elias game. Yeah. Put some respect on the man's name.
Now,
give the fraud his due.
Now, Sanchez did hit a 3-run homer in the 7th to cut it to 1.
Wasn't enough.
But he couldn't block balls. He couldn't make tags.
Shameful.
He couldn't throw out runners. It
would come to a shock to nobody who knows baseball, scouts baseball, evaluates baseball, and doesn't just get seduced by 3-run homers and launch angle, who actually knows baseball.
You want to build up the angle?
No.
No emotion. Shot out of a cannon.
No emotion.
This was ugly. It was embarrassing. I said to someone, like, is Gary Sanchez the worst defensive catcher in baseball? I'm not sure, but I'm not going to argue if you told me he was. Like, there was nothing redeeming. He made some weird, nice stop on one throw. I think it was a breaking ball in the dirt. That was the only positive he made. The throw to the plate that Jackson Holliday made was a beautiful throw. It took him half an hour to put the tag
ridiculous.
Down. Like, that's an easy.
No urgency. No, like, he's asleep back there.
So, yeah, the Orioles lose 6-5 in 10 innings.
Nobody was on to the fact that Adley Rutschman was in massive regression before us. Nobody was on to the fact that Adley doesn't hit when he catches before us. Nobody was chronicling how much Adley's got a DH to even get his bat going before us. And knowing all that, they waited till the market had dried up and they got this guy, who I told you is a bad DH, with zero redeeming qualities behind the plate, except, yeah, he's got a big arm. He has no idea where it's going. And that's their solution to something that we said was a big problem. They went out and got two position players on the open market. Neither one's a baseball player. Both are a rent-a-bat, wannabe, fake DH. That's what they did. That was their answer. And they told you, and the billionaire stood there in Davos, Switzerland, and said, it's a great team, and oh, by the way, we need a salary cap. Like, I'm just sick of it. My BS meter was on to them before they even did this. It's a joke. They are playing you for fools. This is not about baseball. They're not baseball players. This is a low IQ Frankenstein baseball team. The shortstop cost them 2 runs. He's a third baseman. We can propagate the myths all you want. We keep it real here. They are frauds and clowns, and they should be fired yesterday.
To his point, Gunnar makes a bad throw to the plate that costs him a run. Laureano makes a bad throw to the plate, costs him a run.
And Sanchez doesn't catch
that ball. Sanchez still has to make that play.
But a good throw, you get the runner. Then Sanchez doesn't block it.
He just dropped the ball at Yankee Stadium.
I know.
Now, I know people have been hurt, but like, I dared him to keep running O'Neill out there. They did it, and how'd that work out for him? I dare you to play this guy even 3 days a week back there. You want to make your unwatchable team, like, you want to make people truly hate him? Like, I hope he keeps doing it, because I hope it gets him fired, because he needs to be fired, because there's no way in hell he can handle the magnitude of the fire that he created. He can't put it out. He throws gasoline on it.
What? The other thing, guys, outside of the inept blocking and throwing ability, You look at him just calling games and compare,
nobody wants to throw to him.
Compare his ERA to the rest of the guys. Pitchers throwing to Gary Sanchez this year, 5.30 ERA, worst out of the bunch. Strikeout to walk ratio, worst out of the bunch. Batting average, on base, slugging, OPS, obviously. All worst out of the bunch when you compare it to Adley, Maverick Hanley, and I know Trump is only caught a couple games.
By the way, why isn't Trump in the game in the 10th inning? Like to catch when you got a ghost.
Good question.
Like why don't you go defense there to have him there as an actual?
How do you sign a backup catcher who can't catch when your starting catcher can't hit when he catches? Well, we called it out in real time. I called it out for the BS it was in real time. Like none of it makes any sense. Whatsoever, all the chickens come home to roost. Like they're so caught up in certain things and wanting to be right by building their team a certain way that they're willing to sacrifice fundamentals. You know, 50 years of what the Oriole way was, basic tenets of baseball. Like nobody fields their position consistently on a nightly basis. Very few people on this team can even play their position with any consistency at a league average level.
The Razor can do it.
But you don't want to play it every night.
No, you don't. But he can pick it at third base. He can pick it.
He can pick it.
And get it over the fence.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, every once in a while.
I mean, and they sold this to you as not just a playoff team, but the year that they're going to go take off. And they sold it because O'Neill and Sanchez were all they wanted. I mean, how many home runs is Gary Sanchez going to have to hit to offset the fact that they're playing baseball without a catcher? Like, you would have thought living through young Severino was hard enough for them because it drove me crazy. And my boy Cakes was having flashbacks to him last night, I guarantee you. You went and got old Severino. Like, in a year where you didn't really try to keep your ace, you knew he was going to Arizona, you added a bunch of middling pitchers who need help from the catching position, and you decided to say, F the catching position, we're going to get a DH who can hit home runs against lefties, otherwise he's not even a productive hitter. Oh yeah, he can't catch at all, but that's Adley's backup.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But it's the defense as a whole. And that fourth inning was totally bad news bears. And Charlie Morton, he ended up throwing
hung out to dry.
41 pitches that inning, and he was giving up.
And he's 41 years old, and it's 141 outside.
Yeah. And soft contact that inning as well. It wasn't hard hit balls.
He went back out there for the fifth. After throwing 40 pitches in an inning, he went back out for the fifth.
And there's people out there who would still try to tell you, including some idiots in the media, that this team is not the biggest, shouldn't be the biggest seller. Not only should they not be the biggest seller in the world, but maybe they shouldn't sell. Stop it. Stop. This team couldn't even be good over 60 games. You think they're going to be good over 162? Get out of here.
Orioles are 34-45. They are 11 games back in the AL East in last place. And as we currently sit, 7.5 back of the third wild card. Game 3 of the 3-game series tonight at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, 6:30. First pitch. Brandon Young on the bump for the, at least he's going to be the main pitcher. They might go opener. We'll see when Manzolino talks, but they've activated Brandon Young. He will be pitching tonight. 5:30 BBT is Bordy and Bob Haney. Bordy and the Bobster. 5:30 live from Pickles. Big Wednesday show. Lot going on. We, as I said, we're done at 5:30. Tim Murray's best from VSiN at 3:30. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. He helped break that story of NFL collusion with Pablo Torre. We'll get his thoughts at 4:30, and we'll talk with Cut from the Same Cloth, Ryan Ripken at 5.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Lamar is one of the people who is a central figure in this collusion situation because he was in the midst of contract negotiations on what should have been a slam dunk, you know, biggest contract in the history of the NFL that ended up having to demand a trade to finally get what he wanted. Oh yeah. And they put a non-exclusive tag on him, which in real time we thought was quite odd. Like Why would you do that? Well, what? Maybe if you knew nobody, no other billionaire was going to sign him, then yeah, let's just really rub it in the kid's nose, and we're gonna make it act like he's a free agent, because wink, wink, Sashi and the boys know he's not really a free agent, or at that point, I guess not Sashi, just EDC. And so, yeah, we can have our cake and eat it, too.
By the way, not only do they know nobody's going to sign, nobody's going to reach out.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to, why put the exclusive tag on when nobody's going to reach out?
Let him learn the hard way when nobody even calls him, and then everybody be happy, because we'll get him even more at our price.
Coming up next, let's get to the offense. And the good news is they hit back-to-back-to-back homers in the seventh. The bad news is, other than that inning, the bats were atrocious last night. How bad, we'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.